Little economics lesson now. Living as we have been in this zone of near zero interest rates for most of a decade, the idea of parking money somewhere and assuring a safe appreciation has been turned on its head. Many places in the world already loan money at what's called a negative interest rate, kind of a no-brainer for the borrower who gets to basically charge people for holding on to their money, guaranteeing that their clients would lose no more than 0.25% or 0.5% while they hold the money. And this is the argument for lenders. They can park their money and be assured that the shrinkage would be no more than this below zero interest rate. Federal Reserve Bank presidents in New York, San Francisco, and Minneapolis have already expressed support for negative interest rates. The central banks of Sweden, Denmark, and Switzerland all have negative interest rates. The consequence there has been to suck cash out of circulation because borrowing is cheaper than cash. The amount of money in circulation in Sweden, for instance, appears to have dropped by nearly 50% over the last 6 years. Consumers are not likely to encounter negative interest rates on their 18% or more credit cards here in the USA anytime soon. But another way of thinking about an ATM fee is that it is a negative interest rate for you. You're giving your money to the bank to use, but you draw out $100, and with a $3.50 fee, that's a negative 3.5% interest rate, right?
This is Nico from Chicago. I can't remember the last time I've used cash to pay for something. I mainly use a debit card for most transactions because I'm blind and there aren't any distinctions between denominations of paper money in the United States, and I don't want to get ripped off. Otherwise, I think cash is far more anonymous, a good thing in my opinion, and you feel the loss a lot more when you pay for something in cash than you do with plastic.
Fort Worth, Texas. I've not used paper money since 2008.
Hi, this is Sean from Mansfield. And I use my credit card approximately 90% of the time. Yeah, I do it because it makes it more convenient, and I get a record of 90% of my expenses. But in places like sub shops or variety stores, I'll tend to use cash. But otherwise, I try to stick to a credit card.
Now, as we've stipulated, a credit card is not cheaper than cash in a negative interest rate sense, as we were talking about earlier. But this idea that cash is not preferred is an interesting issue going forward. Claire Barrett is the editor of the Financial Times Money column. She agrees. She's already mostly cashless. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Why do negative interest rates tend to pull cash out of circulation?
This all became a big issue in the UK when Andy Haldane, he's the chap who's the chief economist at the Bank of England, did a speech, and he suggested the idea of having negative interest rates in the UK, but said if we did introduce this, the problem would be that everyone in Britain would go to the cash point. We don't have to pay on our ATM fees in this country, withdraw all of their cash and keep it under the mattress to avoid being charged a negative interest rate. They just hoard it. So he said instead we should introduce a government digital backed currency to get around that problem. And that got me thinking about how I use cash and contactless payments, which have come in here quite recently, up to the value of £30, about $40 or so. We can just pay by tapping a card. We don't even have to type in our PIN number. So it's becoming really, really easy to pay for things that we would have paid for in cash, or even things that we might have paid for traditionally on a debit card, by just swiping. And Apple Pay, another big invention, also uses this contactless technology. So I had two thoughts. Number one, the fact that cash is being drawn out of society and is less a feature of our everyday lives. And number two, the ease of electronic payments. Is this actually making us spend more money without realizing it?
Would you say that in a negative interest rate economy, it's cheaper to borrow than it is to use cash?
Well, if you need to borrow to get something, you know, whether you're buying a property and you need to borrow on a mortgage, or maybe you're thinking about buying a car and you need a loan to do that, then it's a really, really great time for you at the moment, because providing you've got a good enough credit record to get that line of credit, then the interest that you'll pay will be very low. But the opposite problem for most of us is that we do have cash that we've earned, or we're looking for a place to invest it where we're going to get a return on our money. So we don't really want to be borrowing more of it to spend on things that we don't need.
And would you agree that an ATM fee is essentially a negative interest rate for deposits in your checking account?
Well, essentially it is. And if you're living in this country, in the UK, then you don't have to contend with the fees for taking money out, because our system is completely different. We have a free checking account service across the UK, which Americans may be quite pleased to hear about.
Yeah, you keep bragging about this, and I'm inclined to denounce my citizenship.
The nasty thing about that system is that effectively our banking or our retail banking industry is funded by issuing fines and charges to the poorer people in society who use an overdraft without prior authorization or who want to borrow money over the short term, which lots of people say is morally the wrong way of doing things, and that we should follow Europe and America into having a banking system whereby you're paying for the services you use. But regardless, that's just how it works. Now, I did a little experiment, which I wrote about in my FT Money column a few months ago when Andy Haldane had done this speech, and I decided that I was going to try and just use cash for 2 weeks to spend on all of my essential purchases and see what that would do to my spending. And do you know, I did spend a lot less money, because it is incredibly hard to predict how much cash you're going to need. I was forever drawing money out of the cash point so that I would have enough on me. Months later, I'm still finding, you know, bills crumpled in the back of trouser pockets and in the pockets of handbags, where I had thought, I really don't want to be in a situation where I'm caught without cash. I was on a train during the experiment, and they actually had to make an announcement on the train that they couldn't take debit cards in the restaurant car, and everyone else was groaning because nobody had any cash on them apart from me, because I was doing this experiment. But it just shows to underline how much things have changed in the last generation. I mean, certainly my parents, when they were younger, they used to budget by putting money into envelopes. They'd get paid and they'd immediately separate the cash into an envelope so that they knew what they had to spend week by week, and it was a very effective way for them of keeping track of their spending. Whereas nowadays, we're all on credit cards, we're doing in-app purchases, and money is kind of becoming this less physical, more imaginary fantasy type thing that we can't really get our heads around. And I think this is why a lot of people, especially young people, do get into such big financial difficulties, because they simply can't keep track of their spending and budget.
Well, Claire, thanks so much. And one more thing, can you change a £20 note to... for me?
I've left my wallet at home today, I'm afraid.
Right.
Left the old wallet in the Maserati, dear boy.
Oh, yeah. Claire Barrett is an editor of FT Money. Her column, The Money Column, you can read in the FT. Claire Barrett, thanks so much.
Thank you.